I don't know how to feel about this picture.
What about the Makote race in Final Fantasy 14?
Yeah, I mean, then again, I like elves, but like World of Warcraft elves, but I mean, I don't know what to feel anymore.
That's not an elf. Oh, I can't play
No,
Rocket
but I'm
League.
talking, I'm just saying, like, I like because it's not human, but then I realize I like elves.
You know what? Go elf yourself.
I'm already dead. All right. Oh yeah, I caught a sand slash at Frankenstein.
Damn you all to hell. I miss being able to go to Frankenstein's actually at times. I really do
Oh
miss.
yeah, I'm not sure. I think Tyler might know. I met someone from Blizzard at Frankenstein's.
Oh, nice.
Tyler.
Was it go fuck yourself?
I'm
No.
here.
I met Chris Manson.
You are
From
a madman.
Daylight NBC?
What?
You met Chris M Hansen? Is that who you said?
That's in.
Oh, jeez. Who the fuck is that?
He's one of the faces of Blizzard. One of the story, like one of the hot, like the story people. I guess like storyboard people.
Were you about to say hot storyboard guys? What the fuck?
No, I'm not gay.
Well,
I'd say higher up, I guess, but I don't think higher up is the right word.
it's okay to be gay. Admitting is a first step to recovery.
Then why don't you do it?
Oh.
There's a lot of the
You know what? That's it. I'm
SmackDown.
unbatting all of you.
This channel is gonna have a SmackDown soon.
Let's see. How long has it been now?
You've been
Oh,
recording
2 minutes.
hours.
Hey,
Oh, shit. He did it without letting us know again.
I was actually gonna say something, and
did
then
that
you guys
again.
started talking, and I'm like, oh, well, fuck it.
Best admin ever.
Oh,
Why is
come
the chat blown up like this?
on.
Because
Everyone type in
somebody
the chat,
had to
oh, it's
blow
a
the
stupid
load.
nugget.
Stupid nugget. Where's a nugget? I want a biscuit. I have
She's too
nothing.
crazy for me.
I have nothing to do
What
with that.
We are just, fighting
This
over
is the only
nothing.
thing I can post that's basically appropriate for this.
Let me see what I can post.
Next thing you know, fucking porno.
The good thing is, this whole thing cannot be seen by my recording software, so it doesn't matter.
All right, I'll
Watch
put
this.
the craziest shit ever then.
Okay, here's some crazy shit.
Please don't.
Hey, mine is PG.
Look at mine.
Please grant me.
Oh gosh! Oh, too much! Ah!
Is this a PG picture of mercy? It's no nudity.
You
Oh,
are a PG picture of mercy.
I got one
Log
for
on, and I got
D.Va.
a teamwork for a game
All
I recently
right.
So, anyways, hi. We're back. We're live, and it's actually all of us this time.
Yep, I'm sorry I didn't get to
Whoa,
join you
what's with the
guys.
D.Va picture?
I'm sorry that I didn't get to join you guys last time. I was
It
super
was
exhausted and
kind of one of
everything.
those spur of the moment things too, so
Yeah.
Yeah, I
you're on
know.
my level, bro.
If we're gonna just start putting random pictures up, that's it. I am flaming everyone.
I've already won this one, just to let you know.
Oh, do not make me go into the bag of tricks. Do not make me go
Oh,
into the bag of tricks.
I have a special bag for that.
So do I.
Oh, please don't.
Okay, I'm just
Okay.
not gonna bother with the chat anymore.
So what's on the agenda today, Kisuke?
On today we have a actually we've got a metric ton of news.
Let's get right into the noose.
That
He said
enthusiasm.
noose, not news.
I thought he said nudes. I'm like, what?
Yeah, let's get right into the nudes.
right, hold on. Let me.
This is not
All right,
TMZ
hold
for you.
on. Hold on, I gotta take my clothes off. Oh,
Okay,
aren't
one,
you
you're
gonna
gonna blind
actually
us
take your clothes
all.
off? Never mind. Too much, too much, too much.
Anywho.
All right, so.
I don't even record in pants.
Well.
Well, I'm gonna say this right
Oh shit, I gotta buy shit on TCG.
now. Let's see. As of the time this podcast will go live, you have less than 24 hours to download your Shaiman.
Shit. I've already got him.
And Pokemon Go has released in almost every country. I say almost because if I'm right, there's still a handful of countries not yet released into. And due to the Comic-Con panel, we no longer have silhouettes for the leaders of the teams. The official artwork has gone out and is available to see for the leader of Team Valor, Team Mystic, and Team Instinct. I just put it this way, even though I had to pick a team, I'm sorry, I really have nothing against every other team except Valor in my area, because
screw Valor.
The people that are of Team Valor out here have been more of an asshole than anybody else.
So you're saying they're like the snobby people?
No, they're like the jocks picking on nerds kind of assholes.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Then
I mean, it's not all of Team Valor. It's just the ones in my area. I've been, you know, experiencing that. And
here's what I like to think. Thanks to Pokemon Go and its teams, we finally have non-violent gang warfare.
Have you watched the news in Texas?
I'm talking about not violent.
I said, have you watched the news in Texas?
Everyone's dead in Texas.
Alright. You're fucked. If you go
to Texas, no, seriously, I have not. I wasn't on the news. I didn't say good at the news. What's good? They fought? Have people actually fought over these teams?
There have been a lot of actual altercations where there has been occasional violence.
Alright then. This is
mainly between Team Valor and other teams.
I swear, Team Valor is a hothead.
Well, yeah. Funniest thing is, psychologically, without realizing it, the color red does inspire more anger and aggression.
Well, I mean, have you?
That's why statistically, when you actually go and look at things, and even in video games, if you look at the statistics. Team Red usually has more wins over any other color. That's why I say statistically. It's not always a guarantee that it's...
Is that what, like, that red, way. Like what... Sorry.
It's just, it psychologically drives you differently than other colors.
Is that why, like in League of Legends, the red team has a little bit of a slighter, higher chance than the blue team?
Yeah, because you gotta think about it. Blue instills more calmness, so it's more of a color, like, if you're on a blue team, you're using your mind more often.
Man,
it's not saying, it's not like saying, you know, red, they're not using their brains at all, it's just, they're more for going aggressive.
The colors in Magic.
It kind of is, and it's just a whole lot of things that I don't want to get into, because it's, if you really want to know about it, go look up Game Theory on YouTube, and MatPat did do a video on that, and he actually explains the whole thing.
Shout out to MatPat, we love you, man.
I hate his YouTube Red series.
I love his YouTube series.
YouTube Red series, I kind of do agree with to a point. I mean, some of the stuff he wanted to take and bring into real physics doesn't exactly equate correctly.
Because sometimes games don't have
sometimes games are going, physics? Screw physics. This is
they throw it out the window.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their right, so it's like hard to replicate in the real world.
Yeah, like I know for one of the YouTube Red episodes, it's has to do with Rocket League. Well, technically, Rocket League is remote control cars. It's supposed to be like remote control cars doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Not actual physical cars. So, you can't get the same equation as an actual car doing the same thing as a remote control car. There's a lot of difference in weight.
Yeah. Yeah, do it for the views. Do it for the views.
But, you know, that's another thing. I'm not disagreeing with what he did. He did it all. He did it. It's done. It's over with. It's no biggie.
I just don't like a lot of YouTube Red content.
Yeah, because
I actually haven't.
He even admitted at one point, it's like, YouTube Red's money doesn't exactly allocate correctly. It mainly goes more towards the bigger channels first, then the lower channels get what's left over.
Isn't he big?
Let's put it this way. PewDiePie gets more money than anybody else.
Well, he's PewDiePie.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to put out the same content as all these other channels do. He could put out a video once a week, and he's still going to make more money from YouTube Red than anybody else.
He could literally put a video of him sitting on the toilet eating a bowl of cereal, and it'll still get millions of views.
And that's the scarier part.
I wouldn't want to watch that.
I wanted to stream a video called Old Man Sleeps on a Couch, but unfortunately nobody wanted to see that. My friends told me no. We thought it was the funniest thing ever, actually.
But anyways, let's go ahead and get back to the whole meat of the episode, which is all of our Pokemon Go and Sun and Moon news. But there's one thing I'm going to hit before we go ahead into the Sun and Moon news. And that has to do with the anime. Currently, right now, in Japan, last week's episode and this week's episode are of the semi-finals match for the Kalos League.
I'm still watching it in Japanese, and the English hasn't caught up yet.
Yes, and Ash is in the semi-finals. He is going to win the semi-finals because we already found out from the episode titles that he's in the finals.
That's not who makes these titles.
So it's going to be Ash versus Alon.
Well, it's gonna be fun.
So basically, we're going to see Ash Greninja versus Mega Charizard X. And the one thing I have to admit is, I want to see Ash fail. But I also want to see Alon fail at the same time.
Yeah, I want Alon to fail. I want Ash to go. And this would be his first real victory.
And that's the problem. If he actually wins, this kind of brings up it brings up an issue that has never been addressed. What is Ash going to do if he wins a league?
That's it,
the only one that he's actually ever won was the Orange Islands, but that was mainly filler, a filler season. So, a lot of people don't really want to consider it as, you know, a testament to him winning a league because he only had to earn 4 badges, not a full set of 8, like in most regions.
Well, I think with Ash Greninja, he might accomplish it.
Well, in every match that Alon has faced him, he has lost. So that's why I'm like, the trend here still stands as he should lose. But I would rather the match end in a draw. Which then also means that Alon has something to aspire to still. And Ash still has something to aspire to. It would also be the first time that they'd pull that trick on anyone. So, but, what was it? Not this past weekend, but the weekend before for the US was the episode where Serena dressed up as Ash. And that was an episode I wanted to see and I didn't get a chance to.
I've been watching all my Pokemon episodes online, so.
Yeah, I tend to watch mine online, too, but I haven't been able to recently.
Yeah, due to stuff.
Yeah, as most of you already know, I have a job now, and my job literally for the past, just over the past month, I've been having to work Saturdays, so I have not been able to do the podcast or anything else like I want to. And it's not to say that it's not that I'm not grateful that I'm working extra hours. It's just the fact that it's been months, it even before I showed up, it's been like the past 3 months they've been working Saturdays back to back. So I'm hoping that this weekend I'll have Saturday off, but I'm not guaranteeing anything. And then we can get into our
News.
Pokemon live action movie rumor.
Boy.
Yeah. The rumor has it that there will be a live action movie. Vanity and Hollywood reporters are reporting that the movie studio Legendary Pictures has won the rights to make a live action Pokemon movie.
Didn't we already have this? Like, didn't they do already almost live action CG with for World of Warcraft? Think that was it. I remember. Let me go check.
I don't know. But they will begin in 2017 with a movie based on Detective Pikachu.
Well,
Oh boy.
Danny DeVito.
Now, what makes this more of an interesting thing is the fact that the movie will be distributed by Toho in Japan and Universal outside of Japan.
Oh wait, it did. Legend did the World of War. I did Warcraft, so yeah.
Okay, so they did do Warcraft. But
Still haven't watched Warcraft yet.
yeah, and I'm like, with the fact that they're doing a live action movie, I'm afraid, as well as kind of anticipating, to see something unique. But this is Hollywood we're talking about. And depending on who the director and the screenwriter is, could ultimately make this be a one and only time this will ever happen. Let's see. The directors that they don't want on this, let's see. M. Night Shyamalan.
Good.
Wait, is Joel Schumacher still alive?
Ooh.
That's your clue right there.
The reason why I mentioned that last name is if anyone was a fan of Batman, he's the one that gave us bat nipples.
No.
He was the director for Batman Forever and Batman and Robin.
Okay, kill me.
Yeah, so
I love those movies.
I think if it was a different director and screenwriter, those movies would have been a lot better. Granted, Batman Forever, I did like that it had a little bit of a lighter tone because of the character introduced into it, but Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze.
I'll be back.
It's like, yes, Mr. Freeze has turned Austrian. No. Please, God, no. Kill us all. And we should go ahead and get into the Pokemon Sun and Moon news with one piece of information first. August 1st, we will be getting some more information.
That's close. Holy crap.
Yay.
Yes, that's a week from to that's a week from tomorrow, basically.
Wait, what day?
August
August
1st.
1st.
Oh gosh, that day is gonna be crazy for me.
Okay. Now, in Pokemon Sun and Moon news, we were given a ton of information. Good thing is most of it that we got from Korokoro and Japanese release was re-released within like the past week or so, with all kinds of updated information through the US as well. So we have what is it, 6 new Pokemon introduced? Yes. I'm looking at the picture and it's showing like 6 different Pokemon being involved in there. I think we had a few more than that because we didn't cover that one prior.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, maybe 14 right now.
Yeah, 14 Pokemon, and I think, let's see, Quetokoro. I'm looking really quickly to make sure to see where we last were. Yeah, we recorded before or after the 8th, so it's only been like a week or a little over, what, 2 weeks now, give or take? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, there hasn't been too many. Yeah, Quetokoro was releasing, and then we got all the other information. Okay, so, yeah, we're caught up right now where we're at. So, with that, we have... Okay, let's see, some new Pokemon have been revealed, Wimpod, which is Bug Water and the ability Wimp Out.
Interesting ability.
Yes, which when this Pokemon's HP drops below half in battle, it will run away or swap out for another Pokemon. So it's kind of a good scouting Pokemon, but I don't know if its ability will transfer to its higher stages, because I'm pretty sure it's not gonna stay that little shrimp. It's definitely got an evolutionary line. Then the next Pokemon is Bonesweet. Which is grass with the Leaf Guard and Oblivious abilities. Oblivious would actually not be such a bad ability because that prevents taunting. So that's actually pretty good depending on what it evolves into. Because some of these Pokemon, they look like they have an evolutionary line. And a few of them are standalone. Next is Comfey.
Yeah, Comfey, like Lay.
Yeah, which basically is the Lay, kind of like the Lay version of Klefki, basically. It's a fairy type, of course, with the abilities Flower Veil or Triage. And the triage ability, though, makes healing moves gain priority. Gain the highest priority in battle. Which does bring up a question about... I forgot the freaking fish's name.
Broxix?
Yeah, Broxix. Because of Broxix's abilities negating priority moves. Now, if the ability only affects moves that actually have a priority, not are gaining priority due to ability, that would mean that that ability isn't broken. I even forgot the name of the ability, though, but...
Dazzling?
Yeah, Dazzling. But, I mean, it's interesting of an ability. It's going to give us some interesting... things that can happen. It's just what ability, not what abilities, but what attacks is Comfey going to have for healing moves? What are they gonna? What's gonna get? Heal Pulse would be very messed up to have for that Pokemon. And the next one we have is. Mudsdale.
The Clydesdale. It's a horse.
Mm-hmm. And it's ground with the ability Own Tempo and Stamina. Which increases the Pokemon's defense by
one
when it's hit by an attack.
Hit me again, Master.
I am so naming it Mr. Ed. behind me. And on our next one is actually one of the more unusual ones that was revealed in the Korokoro magazine. Mimikyu.
Mimikyu?
Yeah.
Mimikyu?
Yeah, basically Mimikyu.
Mimikyu. Mimikyu. Sorry.
Yeah, it's Mimikyu. It keeps, it's keeping its Japanese name, so.
That's cool.
And its ability is Disguise, which allows it to escape damage from an enemy's attack just once.
And then it changes.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what it looks like under that thing.
Changes, so.
But, I wonder what it looks like under that. Like, what if it's just a ghastly?
Well, the funniest thing is when you look at it, it's where the eyes are actually right at the belly of the disguise it's wearing, which the disguise it's wearing is basically to make it look like a Pikachu.
Mm-hmm. It's a merchandise around 20 years old.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's seen how popular Pikachu is and how beloved it is, and it wants to feel the same. Although its disguise is obviously horrible. But, you know, it's finding things out in the wild to do this, so.
You'll still make great for a plushie.
I want that Pokemon.
Yes.
Kind of looks a little messed up, but, I mean, you'll learn to love.
Yeah, well, it's 20 years old, man. You know, not everything looks great at the age of 20.
Oh, hell no.
I mean, Steven, you know you're gonna know this soon.
I'm not 20 years old.
Hey, I said you're going to know this soon.
Yeah,
how could this happen to me?
Okay, and then last on our list here is the bear.
Are we throwing out all nicknames here?
What?
Because you just called my name right now.
You know, it's not the first time I've called you by your name.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to be the last time. And I'm pretty sure Tyler's playing Overwatch since he hasn't, you know, chimed in a while.
What? I'm here. I just I haven't had a reason to talk.
Now he does.
Freaking, the doctor can check freaking Battle.net. I am not on.
I'm not paying attention. I almost gone on.
But yeah, as Kisuke is saying, we're up to our last Pokemon that was revealed, which is Beware.
Mm-hmm.
It is a normal fighting type. With Fluffy and Klutz.
He is the funniest looking one, but it is goddamn cute.
And what Fluffy does is halves the damage taken from attacks that make direct contact, but it also doubles the damage taken from fire-type Pokemon.
From fire-type moves.
Yeah, moves. My mind is going. It's 11, almost noon, midnight here.
It's almost
Dude,
noon.
I go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, so...
And that's I get not up an at 7:05 because I have to work. Every day.
I get up at 5. Then I get a nap in for maybe an hour to 2 hours if I'm lucky. Then I'm up until 2 o'clock in the morning again.
Oh, did, since I wasn't here for the last, did we cover Sandalit?
No, we only just talked about Pokemon Go.
Right, we didn't cover any of the Pokemon from previous. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I mean, everything that got revealed, we're gonna cover that first, and then get into the older stuff. But the one thing I want to make mention of here, which actually, is something very odd, and it's not the next thing I'm gonna say, but it. Okay. The first thing is, you can host your own competitions on the global link. Let me say that again. You can host your own competitions. Now, how this is supposedly done is you go on to your global link account, create the tournament, and a QR code will be given so you can send it to your participants. And they will then be able to scan it in order to participate. I'm gonna go ahead and read more to that real quick, because the customizable rules in the Pokemon Global Link hosted tournaments are as follows. The name of the competition, the description of the competition. The rule set is only currently set for singles or doubles. The decks can be selected from the Alola decks or the national decks. So no other decks versions except those two. Restrictions, you can choose whether to be Pokemon Sun and Moon only, or to include Pokemon transferred by the bank. The length of the competition, you can actually choose the duration, the timer, so the duration for the battles, 10 minutes or 30 minutes. And battles per day, the number of battles allowed per day, and whether the competition type is public or private. Now, if it's private, you're going to be given the QR code. If it's a public competition, anyone can see the can see it and be a part of it. And then the participating trainers is everyone or specific trainers. With the selection allowing you to specify trainers. So basically who you are allowing into the tournament. So that's going to be interesting. And let's see. Okay, here's something that I wanted to that I was saying, this is the one that I wanted to talk about really quickly. A new mode called Hyper Training is announced. Aside from the Super Training, which looks like might be coming back, we have something called Hyper Training. Pokemon that have grown to level 100 will be able to increase their individual strength. Herein meaning their IVs, not the effort values, but the individual values, which has never been possible before, and it utilizes bottle caps as items in order to boost the stats. And Magearna will be given one with distribution. So the bottle cap she will be holding will be a silver bottle cap. So that means that even if you don't breed the perfect Pokemon, you can actually increase its IVs later. Let's say you get one that maybe one point was off. You can actually go and raise it to level 100 and then go increase that one point that it was off by. Instead of having to spend like hours and hours for rebreeding just to get that one point.
I think they're making Sun and Moon a little bit more friendly towards competitive because with all this hyper training and everything.
Well, that's what they were doing to with super training. They were trying to make it easier to at least see how your effort value training actually looked by gridding it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, my biggest thing is I would love to be able to see the actual IVs more clearly before knowing, you know, how far I have to train it.
Yeah.
You know, we're still going to need a calculator to exactly know how far the IVs are off.
Don't worry, kids, you'll be able to find IV calculators online.
One of the ones I use consistently is Serebii. It's one of the ones that has given me the fewest errors ever. Not to say there's not better ones out there at times. You can get ones for your phone, iPod, if you still use an iPod.
I have an iPod, so.
Yeah. So you can always find one, so they're not hard to find. My next thing is really just gonna go over the newer Pokemon, so the other ones that we didn't get to when after Pokemon Go had been released.
Yes. So you already talked about Brushex and the ones that they released on June 30th.
The first set we ever saw.
Okay.
So
I want to talk about my Digi Boo Boo.
What?
I don't even know.
Wait, what did I just hear?
I want to talk about Yatomori.
Well,
oh my god.
Rockruff was one we didn't, I don't think, get a chance to talk about at all. Because he was shown, but not really given much information. Now we got a little more to him.
Yes. He's a werewolf.
A werewolf.
Werewolf.
Alright, where's my silver?
We're still in Eldritch Moon, I guess.
The thing is, though, we know he hides a bit more of a secret. And it seems like he's probably not going to be on the first island, which is the Melee Island.
Oh, we're talking about Smash now? Okay.
Melee!
Which also reminds me, that's the one thing that they're talking about on August 1st, is that, not August 1st, but the next Korokoro, is we should be getting more, another island, actually. We're going to be finding out information on a new island. We're going to finally leave the first island.
Ta-da!
Mm-hmm. So, let's see. Okay, I think, most of the ones we've covered actually have been pretty good, so. Yeah. Okay, go ahead and cover the one you wanted to cover, actually.
Alright. This one is by far one of my favorite typings. It's Sandalit, the poison fire type. It's the toxic lizard Pokemon with the ability Corrosion. It can poison other poison types and steel types. You heard it right here.
It's the first poison type that can actually poison steel types.
Mm-hmm. And poison types.
Mm-hmm. So this actually is actually very unique. In the fact that it can poison the two types that really could not be poisoned.
I know what I'm putting on my team. Sandalit, get your ass in here. Types are poisoning the other teams.
And then we have... No, I know we talked about Drumpa. Or Drumpa. God, who else did we not talk about? Because there's only a handful of them that we haven't gotten a chance to talk. Oh, God, the one that looks like Donald Trump.
Oh.
Yungus.
I was like, I just heard Donald Trump because I'm like, what?
It's the baby form of Zangoose. No, not really.
No, it. What it is...
Does it want to make America great again?
during E3, they showed him... being available on Route 1, but they really didn't give much on it until like later on when a trailer came out for it. Mm-hmm. It has the abilities Stake Out and Strong Jaw.
And Stake Out is a new ability, too.
Yes. Let's see if I can go grab it real quick.
I have it right here. I have both of them. So I'm looking at the Pokemon and then their abilities.
Yes.
Stakeout deals twice the normal damage if the opponent just switched into battle.
Yes. Let's see. Oh. Okay. Whoa.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's Zygarde's ability. I forgot when it... Zygarde changes Zygarde to its complete form, which is a power construct, is the ability's name.
Oh, yeah, whenever it's in 10% form?
When hit points are less than 50, it goes into its complete form.
And then it gets full health again.
Yeah.
and then you're screwed, kids. I'm sorry. You're just screwed.
Then we have... Let's see. For abilities, we also have Berserk. Increases special attack.
Love that anime.
When hit points reach 50...
We have battery.
Yeah, battery, which increases the power of Pokemon's... the ally Pokemon's special moves.
Let's see. Electric Surge. I don't think we talked about that.
Yeah, Electric Surge, which that ability so far only belongs to one Pokemon.
And that's Togepiro, right?
Yes. And he is the Guardian. He's one of the Guardian Deity Pokemon. Yeah, we found out some specific things, that there's going to be more than just one Guardian Deity.
Can I catch him, please?
Well, it was the professor, not the professor, yeah.
Hala?
Yeah, Hala, who has, who actually had it.
Yeah, who has Tapu Koko.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I'm going to go quickly to, which was unusual, is the fact that we did find out that Solgaleo and Lunala actually do have a different phase, as they referred to it. When it uses some moves, it activates its special Radiant Sun phase, and that's for Solgaleo.
And Lunala activates Full Moon phase.
Mm-hmm. So when you actually saw in the trailers, Lunala, when it literally pulled its wings up and then started to glow, that's when it went into its Full Moon phase.
Booyah.
And Magearna, we still have not gotten quite a lot of information on, other than the ability Soul Heart, which we don't even have a description for it, I think.
Yes, it raises special attack by one stage when the Pokemon on the field is knocked out.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, I was like, no, I thought we did the...
I think we covered that in the last one that I was in, I think.
I think so, but... And it's going to be distributed in Japan by QR codes. But they found out all the QR codes for it are the exact same. There's no variations in them.
I'm scanning that shit.
The QR codes, though, are region-locked.
Damn it!
Oh, okay, time to get a Japanese 3DS. And
so... So, if you happen to have a Japanese DS, any of the QR codes that you're going to want to scan have to come from Japan. So, that's a little bit of a pain in the ass, but at the same time, I kind of understand why, because it is a bit more programming to have to... make the system realize this QR code is just this information. And even though it's going to translate it regardless, it's still more coding than sometimes it's worth doing. Two, they might have tried coding it and come to find out it actually causes errors in other regions. Which, oh yeah, let's hope they don't have another Lumio City.
Oh, bug. No.
What the fuck?
Okay, for those that may not remember or realize that
Lumio Never forget. City,
before the first patch for X and Y came out, if you saved while outside on the main ring of Lumio City, and turned your game off and came back on, there was a chance that the game file would not completely load.
Hello, Lumio's glitch.
Wake me up. Wake
me up. So that also means that for a lot of players before the patch came out, who had put in, I think some players actually admit they put in almost 100 hours already into the game, had to restart.
Wake me up. Wake me up inside. Can't wake up.
And for me personally, that's why I usually save it inside of a Pokemon Center or a building.
Yeah, watch Sun and Moon have that issue in the Pokemon Center inside one of those buildings.
If it has it inside the Pokemon Center, it would have it in every single Pokemon Center.
Yeah.
I'm saving outside from now on. Screw that.
Which then would mean that the game would be completely broken because most times, most players end up saving right in front of Nurse Joy.
You do?
I do.
Comment if you do that. I don't.
Everyone type in the chat.
Don't make me go to the chat and photobomb everyone.
Don't you dare.
You make Corey very angry.
Well, what?
So, yeah, the Pokemon, though, we're going to get a lot more news in the next 2 months, and then in October, we're just going to get a trickling of information.
And then November, hey, there you are, here's the game.
Mm-hmm. And then right after Koro comes out, we will finally have the game.
Wake me up. And I'll be happy inside.
Because I've been so pissed off with Pokemon Go. I can't get no Pokeballs on in my name.
Dude, there's a bunch of stops near my area. I live in the middle of nowhere.
There's a sculpture walk down by the lakefront that is just Pokestop after Pokestop after Pokestop. And then there are three Pokestops in one area. Just sitting. You could sit in that one area, spin them all, and then wait. Then they go blue again, spin them all, do it again.
What should it take, like 5 minutes or something?
About 5 to 10 minutes, depending.
Well, if you walk away from it far enough, it changes back to blue.
Yeah. I think it's you got about 200 feet away from it, and then go back to it.
Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
Yeah. And there's one thing that we were talking about earlier before we started recording, which was finding out that there are a total of six genders. Pokemon that do not have any spawn rates right now. And that would be the three legendary birds,
mm-hmm.
Mewtwo and Mew,
and
oddly enough, Ditto.
Ditto.
So, and people at Comic-Con were kind of hoping for a special event to happen there, and nothing, no Pokemon was given out at that time. Now, I do know, and I've read this at times, there are people that still are complaining about the fact of how it drains your battery.
But it doesn't actually, one thing also, I think the trade-off is at least it doesn't eat up your data.
Oh, well, if you're actually, hold on. There's going to be a little, I'm going to add to that in just a minute. The way to save your battery is, one, turn off the augmented reality. Two, tap on the Pokeball at the bottom of the screen and go into your settings. There's actually a battery save feature.
All right, time to do that right now.
Yeah, that was added in with the latest patch, if I'm correct.
Battery saver only works whenever your phone is turned upside down. It turns the screen dark, but it still has the game going.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have a phone that has a gyroscope in it, and if you don't, you're shit out of luck, just like me.
So wait, when you turn upside down, what does that mean? Like you? I'm guessing
it has an accelerator.
Like if you put it in, if you were to put it
in your pocket,
down,
you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's like, that's why I'm like looking at, like when you do, like you say, put it upside down. I just see Pokemon Go fade the logo, and I'm like, oh, that's what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. You basically have an accelerometer inside of your phone as well, which there's a little trick that was actually found out. If you have an accelerometer inside of your phone, instead of you having to swipe, just swing your phone.
Mm-hmm. It moves your character.
Or be
what, if your, what if your
it
game
throws,
freezes?
It throws the ball in a straight line.
Wait, what the hell was that?
I have
what was that?
Why did you
it wasn't on my end, so that's why I don't know.
Not on my end. It's on Tyler's end.
I heard something. What? What are you playing me for?
Because you're dealing with this quiet, and then all of a sudden we hear one noise. It's like, that's not from us.
I started talking, and then all of a sudden I hear a noise, and you're just like, what is that? And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, something.
Like, so yeah, it's me, apparently.
I think somebody's cell phone was on, and their messenger went off.
All my messengers are quiet right now.
Steven! I mean, the doctor.
Doctor.
It's obvious him, because he's the fucking one that just went quiet.
He went silent out of nowhere.
He pleads the fifth already.
Yeah, but no, the accelerometer allows you to literally just throw the Pokeball straight. That was wonderful timing. Couldn't have planned it. It was just no way.
That was my bone right there. I don't know what about the other thing, because I heard it too, and I was like... Okay.
I think that's what we heard, actually.
Okay. What the fuck?
So it was your phone.
It was my phone? What the fuck? I didn't change the ringtone.
Justice for everyone.
Yeah, so, with Pokemon Go, recently, if you happen to be a T-Mobile user,
oh God,
you currently have, for your Pokemon Go, unlimited data use for a year. I believe this was announced a little over a week ago.
My carrier's Family Mobile, but it's also under the T-Mobile brand, so...
Yeah, so it's basically one of those, it's... you have unlimited data right now on Pokemon Go if you are a T-Mobile user. And I do feel bad for a lot of people because most people, their phone data is, what, probably no more than 10 gigs at the most.
Yeah, mine is 5 gigs.
And for me, I have Virgin Mobile. And actually my plan is $40 a month and I have unlimited everything. And that includes my data.
I wonder if I talk to Family Mobile, if I can get unlimited data, will they do that for me? Maybe. Who knows? Screw you, Family Mobile. I mean, I love you guys.
And it's like, I'm not saying like my company is any good or anything. My company is still owned by Sprint. So, you know, I still get my issues.
Yeah, Sprint. Ugh.
But I mean...
Verizon, baby!
Sprint. Can you hear me now? Not anymore, because I'm with Sprint.
Yeah, fuck that guy. We don't trust him anymore.
So, if you, you know, whoever you have as your carrier, that's who you have as your carrier. If you're a lucky T-Mobile user, you have unlimited data at the moment. You can go online and you can actually find helpful guide images, basically, that give you an idea of where to hunt for specific types, because they give you basic areas to look for. Like, if you're looking for fire types, you can go to farmlands and... basically residential and large cities, and you'll find fire types. So if you live in California, you know, just head down to, you know, Orange County or LA itself, and you're gonna pretty much find fire types. Or you know, just go down to Anaheim, go to Disney, and from what I heard, Disney is always teeming with just random Pokemon, which is kind of weird in and of itself.
What happened to the doctor?
Yeah, what's good, boy?
He's still here.
So it was him making all the noise.
No, actually, I was gone for a while because my...
Well, we heard justice reigns from above, so it has to be you.
That wasn't me. My mic was muted.
It was before your mic went mute.
I don't have anything that would say that.
I don't either.
I have cucumbers.
I forget what mine is. Oh, it's just basic.
If you ever hear mine going off, it's the, what is it, the healing tone for, for Pokemon, so. Yep, that's basically mine.
Mine, that's mine for my buddy.
Mine's is the Persona Social Link, like a little chime.
I'm gonna blow my head off. Persona.
Persona 3. They don't. It's like it's an evoker. It's not a real gun.
Doesn't matter. It looks like a gun.
It doesn't matter. It blows something.
It blows your mind.
Damn it! Damn it all to hell! So yeah. If you go online, you'll find all the information you need to for finding spawns. Now, there's one thing I will say that out here near me, like literally at the corner of my street, at anywhere between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., Evie is standing on the corner.
Evie working them corners.
And then a block down from there at 10 p.m., Squirtle is trying to cross the street.
There was a Squirtle 2 days ago in my room,
and I had no. Oh gosh, you pervert!
And I had no Pokeballs to catch it.
I ran out of Pokeballs today.
I have one Pokeball right now.
Question: What if your Pokemon goes stuck?
Hit the home button and then try to relaunch. And if it relaunches fine, then you're okay.
It's still stuck.
Well, you're screwed. Sorry. I'm jumping back.
Let's close the app and see how this goes.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Close the app completely and then try it again.
Well, that's why I said it depends, because I don't have to. Mine will relaunch the app normally.
There's a buttload of Eevees in my neighborhood right now.
Yeah, if you're in a residential area, Eevee is kind of common.
Good, because I need more candy.
I got my Flareon, so I'm happy.
I have my Jolteon. I have a Jolteon. I want my damn Vaporeon. Mm. Oh, I'm good.
Speaking of that, the evolutions, due to the recent patch, there's a trick.
Is it changing its name?
Yes. If you want to guarantee which evolution you're getting, you name them after the Eevee brothers. So
that explains why I named him one Sparky.
Oh, lovely. The Pidgeys and Abras are in town.
I have a Venonat.
So if you want a Flareon, you name it Pyro. You want a Vaporeon, you name it Rainer. So just literally the word rain with E-R at the end.
Hold on. Let me see if I have an Eevee in my... right now.
And yep. Then you go ahead and you name your other one that you want into a Jolteon, Sparky.
Yeah, that's what my supervisor at work told me that trick, and I was like, oh, okay, so I just named my Eevee Sparky and he evolved.
So what if I name it Sparky Dick?
You'll get a Sparky Dick.
You'll get a random Jolteon, maybe?
You might get a Jolteon, or you might have a player like, that's named Sparky
the word's
Dick.
In there, really but there's a space, and then you get something random. Somebody should try that. Name it fucking the word and then put a random.
Name it fucking the word. I'm gonna name it fucking the word.
Fucking the word, random. Baby!
Fucker ran the word.
I really need to shut up.
See, he's not me!
We already went over this earlier. It was my phone.
Yeah,
apparently I need that fucking... picture that one just put up.
Apparently, the fucking ringtone changed.
How many I'm collecting all these Camilla have? Pictures Holy for myself. Shit.
I have 72 Weedle candies.
I have like 100 Rattata candies.
Let's see, how many do I have? I have 63. I can evolve this Rattata right now, but I'm not going to.
And there's an achievement on the game for having Ratatata that is bigger than anything else you have.
Oh, the top percentage
Ratatas.
I've gotten.
I need to go to my neighbor's house right now because I think there's Eevees out there.
Okay, go. We'll miss you.
No, you won't. Everyone hates me.
Hey, you said.
Then get out.
And
oh, shut up.
I won't miss you.
And then I come out over justice reigns from above.
Wake me up inside.
See? The phone knew.
So anyways, that's all I have for this week.
Why? Why is it in this photo?
You know, if you're gonna bitch about the photo, you can kiss my ass.
Who can kiss that? Whose ass?
I ain't kissing no one's ass. You can kiss my ass.
Oh gosh.
As Bender Bending Rodriguez would say, bite my shiny metal ass.
She say screw you, I say bite me.
And then if it was a girl, she say where. Or she say swear.
My girlfriend says my wibwob's too small. Please.
And my boyfriend still hasn't.
The yokai for that. Thank you.
And my boyfriend hasn't pooped the question. I think you're listening at the wrong end, dear.
No, it's some scat shit, bro.
How do you poop the question?
How do you poop the question?
I don't want this Venonat. This Venonat's too weak. And I only have one ball, so I'm not using it.
I always break them down for candy.
Whoa, whoa. Hold up a minute. There's a Nidorino somewhere around here.
Okay. I didn't do it.
Let's see what's the photo.
I just farted. What? Let's go.
Goddamn.
All right. Well, with that, I think we can end for tonight. And we will be back in 2 weeks.
Wake me up. Wake me up.
Yeah.
He broke.
So,
wow.
In about 2 weeks, we'll come back with hopefully a little bit more news here and there. But if the news on August 1st is big, big news, we'll have an episode that day. But I have
Let's.
I have a doubt.
Season 2, baby! Woo!
Big Dick McGee. There you go.
What the fuck? That's not what I want to watch.
Damn you, Cortana.
Oh, dude, I told Cortana to fuck me, and she pops open a site saying, here's the site for people that won't fuck you. And I'm like, excuse me?
It's like,
hold on, I want to try Cortana, this.
We'll play.
Dude, no, Cortana, it's my Cortana, not yours.
I don't have Cortana. I have, okay, Google.
Google.
Well, you don't have Windows 10, right?
I have Windows 10 on my computer.
Yeah, that's where, though.
Where
Cortana is.
Or you can also get Cortana on your phone.
I want Cortana on my phone. She'll annoy me.
I mean, if she sees what I find on my phone, she'll be disgusted.
She doesn't tell me she loves me anymore.
Is that Takumi in a picture?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Bitch, where?
He's talking about the Fire Emblem one with Takumi and Camilla flying.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Of course, that's what I did. I made them marry each other.
Well, good night, everyone.
You can kill yourself then.
Why would I kill myself?
How could you perfectly let her go?
Fucking, I have better people.
I don't care.